evidence. By a mental mechanism I call naive empiricism, we have a natural tendency to look for instances that confirm our story and our vision of the world. These instances are always easy to find. Alas, with tools and fools, anything can be easy to find. You take past instances that corroborate your theories, and you treat them as evidence. For instance, a diplomat will show you his accomplishments, not what he failed to do. Mathematicians will try to convince you that their science is useful to society by pointing out instances where it proved helpful, not those where it was a waste of time, or worse, those numerous mathematical applications that inflicted a severe cost on society owing to the highly unempirical nature of elegant mathematical theories. Even in testing a hypothesis, we tend to look for instances where the hypothesis proved true. Of course, we can easily find confirmation. All we have to do is look, or have a researcher do it for us. I can find confirmation for just about anything, the way a skilled London cabbie can find traffic to increase the fare, even on a holiday. Some people go further and give me examples of events that we have been able to foresee with some success. Indeed, there are a few, like landing a man on the moon and the economic growth of the 21st century. One can find plenty of counter-evidence to the points in this book, the best being that newspapers are excellent at predicting movie and theater schedules. Look, I predicted yesterday that the sun would rise today, and it did. Negative empiricism. The good news is that there is a way around this naive empiricism. I'm saying that a series of corroborative facts isn't necessarily evidence. Seeing white swans does not confirm the non-existence of black swans. There's an exception, however. I know what statement is wrong, but not necessarily what statement is correct. If I see a black swan, I can certify that all swans aren't white. If I see someone kill, then I can be practically certain that he's a criminal. If I don't see him kill, I can't be certain that he's innocent. The same applies to cancer detection. The finding of a single malignant tumor proves that you have cancer, but the absence of such a finding can't allow you to say with certainty that you're cancer-free. We can get closer to the truth by negative instances, not by verification. It is misleading to build a general rule from observed facts. Contrary to conventional wisdom, our body of knowledge doesn't increase from a series of confirmatory observations, like the turkeys. But there are some things I can remain skeptical about, and others I can safely consider certain. This makes the consequences of observations one-sided. It isn't much more difficult than that. This asymmetry is immensely practical. It tells us that we don't have to be complete skeptics, just semi-skeptics. The subtlety of real life over the books is that, in your decision-making, you need be interested only in one side of the story. If you seek certainty about whether the patient has cancer, not certainty about whether he's healthy, then you might be satisfied with negative inference, since it'll supply you the certainty you seek. So we can learn a lot from data, but not as much as we expect. Sometimes a lot of data can be meaningless. At other times, one single piece of information can be very meaningful. It's true that 1,000 days can't prove you right, but one day can prove you to be wrong.